Yes, it's Gardening Talkback time with Judy Sharp, and she's feeling a lot better this week, which is wonderful. Hello, Judy.
Hello, Amanda. My apologies.
That's okay. You're allowed to be sick. Well, you know, we don't want you to be sick, but we're glad you're better.
Thank you very much. So, well, at the weekend, some news about my roses.
Oh, yes.
Okay. My standards were pruned. I don't know. The other listeners out there with roses are going to say, that's a bit early. But we've had so much rain, Amanda, as you know, and so much cold, I normally wait until July to do the roses. So people that live in the frost areas, I hope they're listening today, don't race out and prune your roses because it would be very dangerous because you're probably still going to get frost, aren't you, in July. So they've got to hang on till they're sure the frost is over. So just put on the brakes and reassess in July.
Okay. All right. Well, that's that with roses. And we've got some other July gardening tips coming up today.
Oh, we do. We definitely do. You know why?
Why?
Everyone thinks we kick back in July, but you don't.
You don't? Okay. You know,
it's a big work time.
All right. Well, that's good to know. And I'm going to learn a few things today, I'm sure. Just like Joe from Lemon Tree Passage has.
Hello, Joe. What can I help you with today?
I have got black and yellow spots on the leaves of my roses.
Uh-huh, rightio. Have you treated them with anything?
Not yet.
Right,
okay. Because I wanted to ask your advice first.
Right, okay, Jo. So you know you're coming up to pruning time, don't you?
Yes, I'm still getting roses, though.
Oh, you're a lucky girl. Mine packed it in. They just decided they weren't going to give me any more till I did something.
I got two last week, and there's a couple of little buds there, whether they come out or not, I don't know.
Oh, they might. But, you know, we're heading up to July now, and, of course, probably where you live at Lemon Tree, you probably would prune in July anyway because you don't get a frost, do you?
No.
No.
Not. We've been here 10 years and we haven't had one, so.
Okay. Now, look, what you need to do is spray the roses with mancozeb. Oh, sorry, not mancozeb. I'll have to rethink that for a minute. Black and yellow spots. Okay. Let me think on that for a little minute, Jo.
Okay.
You've got a fungal disease on there. So you probably, Malathon and white oil. Sorry, they both start with an M. Malathon and white oil, Jo. Have you got any of that at home?
No, but I can get some.
Yeah, well, do that because when you do prune, you probably should spray them anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm sure that's all it is. And, we've had so much wet weather and the roses don't like it.
No, they don't.
No, they like dry, don't they?
They do. They very much do.
They do.
Also, is there any plants like that you can plant at the base of the roses that will stop aphids?
Oh, look, roses, they don't really like companion planting.
Okay.
They like all the space to themselves.
They're greedy.
Yeah, they are greedy. But, you know, aphids are easy sprayed. You know, when you get that Malathon and white oil, hit it with that as well.
Okay.
Yep. Double the trouble. Oh, okay. Let's hope it solved the problem for you.
I hope so. Thanks very much, Judy.
Thanks, Joe. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Joe. Next we have Brian from Windella. Hi, Brian. How can we help you today?
Hello, Brian. What's your problem?
My problem, well, I've got several, but my gardening problem is that I've got some little rubies. Now, I don't know if you know them as royals, which is what they used to be.
Yeah, little rubies, a little maroon leaf.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, a lovely little plant.
Well, it has been in the past. It's a little hedge out the front of the house, on the eastern side of the house. And this year, for some reason, it's gone really sparse in flowers, in leaves. The whole hedge looks really sick. And I don't know whether it's because we haven't been watering it all that much because it's been cold or the lack of sunlight because we haven't had any. So I thought I'll ask an expert what the problem is.
Brian, I think it's just, to be honest, we've had too much rain.
Oh, okay, yep.
And that little fella you've got, it's fairly tough. And he might be objecting to having too much water on him.
Yeah, well, I haven't been watering it, but the soil is damp. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah, that's for sure. Look, really, you can't do a lot. You could spray them with something if you wish to, mancozeb or something like that. But, I think once the weather improves, you'll find they'll pick up.
Oh, okay. It's a really nice little hedge. It steps off the front path, and I thought, I don't really want to lose them. But if that's what has to happen, that's what happens.
No, Brian, don't worry. Why don't you get some Flourish? Have you heard of Flourish?
Flourish. No,
Flourish. It's a wonderful product. And water it over them. You can put it on every week, but that might encourage growth for them.
Okay, yep. I was thinking about putting some sea salt on them, but Flourish, I can do that.
Yeah, no, definitely do the Flourish. Sea salt's good for the roots, but Flourish is better for the leaves to stimulate them.
Okay, yeah. Well, one other thing. I rang a month or 6 weeks ago about a tree fern that, a bird's nest that my mother had given me before she passed. And you suggested putting some stuff on it to get rid of the scale. And I've got to say, it's looking a lot healthier. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's okay. It was probably Malathon and white oil, was it?
That's what you said, but we couldn't buy it. So we went to Plan B and used Dettol.
Oh, right.
Weak solution.
A weak solution of Dettol, and we just wiped it on using a toothbrush.
Oh, well, a big chore there, Brian.
But it worked.
But it worked. Okay, that's good. Well, we might not recommend that very often, I don't think.
That's fine.
Thanks for letting us know, Brian.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Next we have Lynn from Thornton on the line.
Hello, Lynn. What can I help you with today?
Hi, Judy. I have a climbing rose. And I've not had roses before, so I'm really new learning about them. How far back will I prune it?
Okay, Lynn, it's a climber.
Yes.
If you prune it now, it won't flower for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you prune them after they flower. Climbers flower in spring.
Right, yes.
So you've got to hang on now a little while.
Okay, so you maybe...
Wait till after it flowers, and then when it stops flowering, they will put out new shoots then.
Right, and then I prune it back to the new shoot, or...?
Yeah, if you need to. Climbers, traditionally, you don't need to do a lot of work on them.
Ah, okay.
So is it on a fence, or where have you planted it?
No, I've planted it... It's on a trellis, which is... not attached to the house wall, but, you know, just in front of the house wall. So it's on a trellis.
Right, okay. Well, you'll be able to control that pretty well, won't you?
Yes.
Yes. Look, don't rush in to do it now. Just leave it till after it flowers and then give it a light prune if you need to. But make sure you feed it. Is it in the ground or in a pot?
It's in the ground.
Right, okay. So what you'll do then, you'll give it some poultry manure.
Right. After it's flowered?
After it's flowered, give it a light prune, give it some poultry manure, and then 3 weeks later, some rose food.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Yep, all good. Thank you so much.
That's all right. I hope it does the trick for you, dear.
I'm sure it will. Thanks, Judy.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Lynn. Bye. So we've got Bruce from Belmont North on the line.
Hello, Bruce. What can I help you with today?
June, I've just rang up where I've heard you mention about trimming your roses before.
Right.
Like next month. Now, at the moment out here, we've had quite a bit of heavy foggy weather in the morning. And I'm just curious as to whether or not the fog's affecting the roses or what happens down the track.
Oh, right. Okay, Bruce. Look, very simply, I pruned mine because they look so good. They were ready for a cut. They'd finish flowering. So what stage is yours still flowering?
At the moment. They're getting to the point where I think next month I'll be definitely down the back with the rose clippers out. And I suppose I'll have the missus guarding me or watching me very closely.
As long as she gives you a nice bottle of beer or something while you're pruning.
Oh, God, I couldn't imagine that. She'd probably hit me over with a frying pan.
Okay, Bruce, now when you prune, you know the story, don't you? You're going to give them poultry manure.
Yep.
And then 3 weeks later, a handful of rose food. Have you pruned before, Bruce? Are these your replacement roses, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Now, the other ones that we had that got stolen last year, we didn't have those in for very long. That's what sort of shocked both of us. You know, when I went out the front one morning and...
they were gone.
I couldn't believe, yes.
Yeah, they were gone, weren't they?
You
know,
the midnight spears man had come along with a shovel and dug them out completely from the roots and just sort of, bugger this, I'll upset this bloke, why not?
Okay, well, you know what, we're going to really look after these roses when you do prune them. So you've got that, haven't you, a bucket full of poultry manure each and then a handful of rose food 3 weeks later.
Yeah, we've got bags of that stuff out in the lawn locker at the moment, just ready for next month. So, you know, everything should be fine. I was just curious about, you know, how the thick fog, whether or not it was affecting the flowers or
look,
not.
I think, honestly, Bruce, we've had so much rain as well. That's why mine were giving up the day. You know, they were letting me know they wanted to be pruned, so... But, I mean, you've only got 3 days, 3 days till July?
Oh, something like that.
Yeah, not very far.
That's 29th
far,
today.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
30 days in December. No, yeah. Two. So yes. Today's the 29th, 30th tomorrow, and then Wednesday.
Yeah, just hang in, Bruce, till July.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely do that for sure. Like I said, I just rang up to find out about the fog, you know, as to whether or not it was affecting the flowers themselves, you know.
Oh, look, they're getting close to the time when they're wanting to go to sleep for a little while.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you for the call, Bruce. We appreciate it. Well, good luck with those roses.
Yes, I'm hoping they should stay there for sure.
Right. They will, Bruce. They will. Let's think positively.
We will.
Yes, I've still got the shotgun truck.
Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Bruce.
Bye, Bruce.
Hello, Marie. What could I help you with?
Good afternoon. Yes, we have an avocado tree on the west side of our house and it used to have lots of avocados.
Right.
And then it got hit by bugs at one stage.
Right.
They look like lady beetle type of things.
Right.
And it stripped the tree, and for 2 years now we haven't had any fruit on it, and like even very little leaves on it now.
Right, okay. And you've got it growing in the west, so that's probably a good place for it.
Yeah.
So getting a lot of sun. So, Marie, have you fertilised it at all since after the creatures left?
Yes, we've... What have you been putting on?
Dynamic lifter
and...
trying to get some cow manure.
Right, you're giving them a mixture.
Yes, and I guess it's quite a big tree.
Right.
And like, do we chop it out, or what can we do to try and bring it back on again?
Okay, so have you pruned it at all, Marie?
No.
No.
Oh, we cut the top down,
right.
Cut the top of it out to stop it from blocking the solar panels.
Right, okay. Look, avocados don't really like our climate here as much as we'd like them to. I had one at the nursery that was there for years and years and never fruited. So it lost its head at one stage.
That was fruited after 3 years.
Yes, ours fruited after 3 years.
Right, okay.
And it was chockers. We used to be giving them away to all the neighbours. It was that much. It was just wonderful.
Marie, the only thing I'm thinking of, are you giving it the right kind of food?
Well, this is why we're ringing you. You're the professional.
But you've actually given them poultry manure and cow manure.
No. Well, dynamic
lifter is poultry manure.
Oh, right.
Yeah, okay. So you've mixed up the food a little bit for him, I think.
Yeah, so it's a bit confused.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'd go for one or the other, and I'm thinking more the poultry manure.
Poultry manure.
Yeah, well, that's what your dynamic lifter is.
Yes, well, we do have poultry manure at home as well.
Oh, right, okay. Well, don't give him double trouble.
No. I didn't realise dynamic lifter was poultry manure.
Oh, yeah, it sure is. Sure is.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. But it's just slow release. So, you know, if you've got poultry manure, then that's going to work quicker than dynamic lifter.
Rightio. So we'll just put it...
Just a little bit, you know, don't burn
not
it.
At the base.
Yeah.
Around the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, and give it a try and let's keep our fingers crossed. And
hopefully.
Marie, will you give us a ring back and let us know what happens with that avocado?
I shall do.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank
you very much. Thank
okay,
you very much.
Good luck with
have
it.
Have a wonderful afternoon.
You too. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Marie. And we've got Mike from Swansea on the line. Hi, Mike. How can we help you?
I've got problems with my hibiscus plants. They're old plants, but they're full of holes. All the leaves are full of holes.
Right, okay. Have you got grasshoppers around?
I've checked them for everything. I found one grasshopper, but I've never found any little grasshoppers or grubs or anything. I've checked them for everything.
Yeah. But you've still got holes in the leaves?
The newer plants, I cut them right down to about a third every September.
Right.
It's the old varieties that seem to be getting more than the new ones.
And you haven't got any snails around there going up and down?
Snails or slugs. Yeah. Well, I've got a lot of birds that go and check them out for everything. Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, it's a bit of a problem, isn't it, when you're not finding anything on it?
Mm.
Yeah. Well, my son came over yesterday and I'm taking care of some of Scott's plants, and one of them was a beautiful Kentia palm. And I thought I'd done very well watering it regularly for him. It's only in trust for a little while. Don't think he wouldn't trust me for too long, Mike. And but anyway, so he walked over and he looked at all the new foliage coming, and the next minute he said, "Oh, there's a grasshopper on here." I said, no, I wouldn't have a grasshopper in my garden. He said, "Mum, look at it." And there were all holes up and down one leaf, Mike.
Yeah.
So you mightn't be seeing them, you know, because they're pretty little devil creatures. They fly away the minute they see you.
Yeah, I've been spending the last 5 years looking at the things, looking, trying to find something on it.
5 years, oh, wow. Yeah,
at least.
Yeah. Look, Mike, I have to say hibiscus are a bit prone to getting their leaves damaged.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. So,
yeah, it looks like somebody's hit it with a shotgun.
Oh, that's sad. Mm. Okay, what's an alternative for you?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, let's think. So have you sprayed them with anything, Mike?
No, because I can't see anything on it.
Yeah, okay, but that's when you've got to use something like Malathon. So when they come and fly on and eat, they're getting poison and they won't leave their babies behind.
Mm-hmm.
So have you got any Malathon at home?
I've got Malathon and Pyrethrum.
Okay, well, let's try the Malathon first.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, look, I'm always happy with Pyrethrum, but Pyrethrum, you need to get it on their back. But with the Malathon, they'll eat that leaf and they won't come back again.
They won't come back.
No. Mm. So will we try that, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think after all these years, I found one grasshopper and it was about an inch long, and I thought... I found the culprit.
Well, maybe if you spray with the Malathon, you'll get the rest of the culprits, because they're hard to see sometimes.
Mm.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I go all over it, you know, and I thought there's got to be something here.
Yeah, if you're getting holes, there has to be, but I think they're eating and flying, Mike.
Much paternity thing, yeah.
Okay, look, good luck with that. Let us know how you go, Mike.
Thanks, Judy. I will do. Thank
you. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. And we've got Paul from Rankin Park on the line.
Hello, Paul. What can I help you with?
Hi, Judy. I heard the lady about the avocado trees, and I know that hers is quite large.
Yeah.
And mine, I've spoke to you before about mine. I grafted mine, and it's about 3 metres tall, but mine's in a pot.
Right.
So I was just wondering what I should feed mine, being in a pot.
Right, okay. Well, look, they were using several products, so they were confusing the tree, I think.
I was thinking about what I should feed mine, because it is in a pot.
Yeah.
Whether I should use cow manure or the poultry manure, but it's because it's in a pot, I didn't want to put it too close to the stem or anything, you know.
Yeah, Paul, I'd use the dynamic lifter because that's slow release.
So use the dynamic lifter.
Easy solved.
Yeah. No, that's it. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay, you're easy peasy.
Easy, always.
Thank you, Paul.
Love your show. Thank you, bye.
Thank you, bye. All right, Judy, so we've got gardening problems for July and we need to sort them out. We're not staying inside just sort of lazing around. We've got to sort them out.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, if they want to stay inside and read a book, they're not going to do their, you know, fix their plants up.
That's right.
They've got to do all this work now ready for spring coming. But, Amanda, I wondered if you'd seen the red poinsettias out in flower.
No, I haven't.
Oh, they're beautiful. And look, I've got a garden at the back of my house at the rear. And the other day I went in the bathroom and I've got a frosted window and I thought, what's all that red out there? And the poinsettias were in flower. So then when I've been driving around, I've noticed them in gardens. Ah. They've done very well this year. You know why?
Why?
Poinsettias like winter.
Oh, because they're sort of like a Christmas plant.
And we cultivate them without them being a Christmas plant.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so they are very good to plant in your garden. Mm-hmm. And then they'll flower now in winter for you. So I just was something I picked up and in my own garden. Not that I wander around the back very often.
Right.
But I thought, oh, what's all that red out there? And I was so excited when I saw it. Looks beautiful. So when you're driving around, Amanda, you'll probably see some in the gardens all out in flower.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah. I'll tell you what's out in flower at our house. We've got a lovely bird of paradise.
Oh, right. Yeah,
it looks beautiful.
Yeah, they're so lovely, aren't they? Good for picking inside, take in the vase.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we just have ours in the garden. Yeah, no, we don't want it to die too quickly.
Well, okay, tell me, what about your orchid?
Yeah, my orchid's still in the kitchen. It still needs to be repotted and we'll get there one day.
Well, you better bring it in here so we can have a good look at it, don't you think?
I will. I will bring it in. I will bring it in. So, yeah.
So do we want to talk any more about everything to do?
Yeah,
oh,
go
right,
for it.
Okay. Now, instead of being inside reading and staying warm, it's time to get out and prune at this time of year.
Right.
The garden really needs to be getting ready for spring. Don't prune spring flowering trees and shrubs. That's why
is, it
is
too,
that?
Is it too early?
Too early? Well, no, if you prune them now, they're not going to flower in spring.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, easy stuff. Grapevines, fuchsias, plumbago, westringia, they'll all respond to a winter pruning now. Okay.
You're looking at me like I know what you're talking
about.
Well,
because, you know, I'm never sure whether you've got them in your garden or not. I might be helping you too.
I've pretty much got yuccas and succulents.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, well, they're nice creatures, aren't they?
They are.
Okay. So now, if we mention quickly hydrangeas, people will be thinking about pruning their hydrangeas. Now, it's a simple approach, Amanda. If you didn't prune in summer, right, don't cut back the stems that haven't flowered.
Okay.
We need to say that again, do you think? Or
if you need, yeah, you do it. You go.
Okay, right. It's a very simple approach. If you didn't prune in summer, don't cut back the stems that haven't flowered. Then you prune back to two stems where there are two eyes starting to shoot.
I see, yes, okay.
And the two eyes are opposite one another.
Gotcha.
And that's where you prune your hydrangeas this time of year. And then if you want to fertilise, I might talk about next week.
Okay.
Okay, is that all right?
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's because, fine. You do you, Judy.
I'll talk about fertilising next week because I don't think we've got enough time now.
All right then. Well, thank you very much. It's been wonderful as always and we'll catch you next week for Gardening Talkback.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Thank you.
Thanks, Amanda.
To NURFM.